Welcome back, everyone. This is Eric Ellefson with the Digital Education Podcast. If you've been listening, you know that over the last 3+ weeks, I've been just asking one simple question to friends, colleagues, leaders, people that I've gotten to know over the last 10 to 20 years in education. And that question is, what's next? And today I'm with Chuck Evans of Better Schools. And Chuck is also an interim head of school, too. So Chuck, I'm just going to throw it into your court and see where you take it. But when you think about like the current situation and what's next, like what comes to mind and what are you thinking?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is that no one who's an interim head ever thinks that they're signing up for a disaster like this, right? You know, so there's that. And others have probably said the same thing, who you've been interviewing, Eric, is that we don't know what's next, really. We know that we're going to change. We know that we're going to, our schools are going to look different. They might be smaller even, you know, from an enrollment standpoint. There are certain formats of how we've done things or been accustomed to doing things in the past that will evolve. So, you know, it's just, man, it's so hard to prognosticate. I don't think, I'll just say this, I'm an optimist at heart, and I've said that in our conversations before to you. I don't think this is going to be fatal to Christian schooling or to private schooling either. I think that there will be some real benefits actually that come out of this as people do a comparison between free public schools and what their capabilities are in a crisis and what their motivations maybe are in difficult circumstances to the care and the energy and the creativity that most of our schools have been able to generate and to demonstrate. So, you know, I don't think what comes out of this in the long term is necessarily negative for Christian schools and their place in the market. But yeah, it's definitely going to be different. I was reflecting a couple weeks ago about some of the things that I think that we will carry forward with us, things that we're learning and that I've seen the community that I'm leading learning. And the first one is, you know, I think we're finding that we've taken the relationality of schools and the importance of all of those personal interconnections that exist in schools for granted. And so, you know, school is what it is. I mean, it's never been anything other than that. And here we are with the separation and everything's in happening in two dimensions. And it's great that we're able to Zoom. It's great that we're able to connect face to face with kids and with families, but it's not the same. And it, you know, it's not the same thing as putting a hand on a kid's shoulder or sitting down across from someone and explaining something carefully to them, you know, step by step and seeing in their eyes whether they're getting it or not. I mean, there's just so many things that we've lost that previously we took them for granted. I think a second thing is that we've found ourselves to be more capable and resilient than we thought we were. I was just saying to you a minute ago, and this is, I mean, it's almost a trope. You know, I've got teachers on my staff who just learned how to send email about 2 years ago. And hate the idea of that's, you know, that's, they would rather, you know, get a text or a phone call from a parent than have to, you know, go back and forth by email. And now that, you know, that's what they're having to do. Plus the media, you know, the multimedia stuff on top of that. So we're finding ourselves to be a lot more capable, a lot more resilient. And that's motivated by the love, you know, that's motivated by that connectedness that we feel with our students and with our families. And it's fortunately, technologically, it's got a place to go with that, you know, we didn't think we were gonna have to utilize or maybe we thought, well, that's for someone down the hall, you know, their millennial teacher, they can do that. They can flip their classroom, or they can whatever it is, you know, and now we're all doing it. So, and I think too, what we're going to find is that people's perspectives on schools are going to change. We have our first high school student notify us that in her junior year this year, her online experience with our teachers has been so great that she's not coming back for her senior year. They're just going to take advantage of this, you know, this sort of newfound reality that she can do school through the public schools or through university or, you know, some of the online format, and their family's just going to utilize that to add more flexibility and whatever else that they want. But the reverse is also going to be true, that there are going to be families who desperately want their kids back in school, back in our school, because they're feeling that same sense of you know, the lack of relationship, relationality, and they're frankly sick of their kids. On top of that, right? So I think we're going to see people moving around in their perspectives, and it's just hard to predict exactly how many will fall into this group or how many will fall into that group. But it'll be an exciting 18 months going forward, I think.
Well, I'll just speak for my family. I think they're ready to get me back to school. So let me ask you, I mean, going back to that idea of relationship, right? Yeah. You know, and you started it as, what are the things that we take with us going forward, right? And a lot of this is built around relationship. And I think that's a lot of what we've been blessed to rediscover. I don't know if I want, you know, whether I should ask the question kind of in the negative or in the positive, but you take it whatever direction you want. What's something that we should completely stop doing that just gets in the way of us doing relationship well when we are together in schools? Or what's something that, you know what, we better start doing because it just amplifies the relational effect of learning and of a learning community like a school?
I'll take the latter, the more positive. I think we just need to be more intentional about relationships, and especially teachers to students. But I mean, that's sort of the first thing you think of is how intentional am I about learning to love that kid or that kid or that kid? Because now we know that I might not have that kid, at least not you know, within arm's reach. And once I've lost that child, access to that child, then I've lost a measure of the ability to develop a carefully crafted relationship with that kid. So intentionality, I think, is one thing. But I think too, at a organizational level, I mean, we're missing each other. I mean, I'm on Zoom calls all day long with my senior staff, but I miss being able to, you know, walk the halls and pop into the art classroom or say hi to the first grade teacher or to walk through the lobby where all the middle school kids are just milling around being silly. And you know, I think about all the missed opportunities, all the opportunities that I could have had as I walk through that little mess to say, hello, 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 how you doing? You know, a little touch, a little hug, a little, you know, just being more present with the people that we have access to. So that the kids and our colleagues feel like we're paying attention to them and we're not just, you know, seeing them like furniture because they're always there.
Well, I think it's amazing in your point that, you know, there is an intentionality to the work and to the relationships. But I just reflect on my career, and one of the things I was reflecting on recently, whether it was students or colleagues at the many different, you know, at the number of different schools I've worked with, how many of those relationships were because of those accidental, you know, interactions where all of a sudden a relationship built because I was in the mess you know, of the cafeteria with a certain group of students, or was just hanging out with the teacher in the dining hall, or, you know, or in the library or whatever. And so, I mean, I think there is that place where it's the being together that just happens. And it'll be interesting as we think about, like, how do we intentionally create space to just be together and allow those sorts of things to happen.
Yeah. Well, and what you just said also makes me think that we've lost spontaneity, you know? So every interaction that we have now is scheduled. You know, we get a link in our calendar, and we click the link, and we know who's going to be there, and we know what the purpose is. We're not really hanging out. I mean, maybe we do a little bit of that, but everything is focused on the work, and we've lost that ability to just bump into someone and to stand around with our coffee cups and have a quick conversation about, you know, what crazy things our kids did over the weekend or whatever else. And we need that so desperately. And I don't know how that gets reproduced in a two-dimensional digital environment. I don't think it can.
Yeah, no. Thanks, Chuck. This is incredible. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, bud. Great to see you.